Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Reds 5, Yankees 4, and 11. We'll chat with Susan in just a few minutes on the Clubhouse Report. Chase Burns, the Reds' top prospect, started this night. 22 years old, big league debut, righty flamethrower. And you're headed to Pillow ahead of your big league debut against the New York Yankees, no less. You draw up a solid start, maybe not this start.
Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. And pitch down and in. That was a pitcher's pitch. Strikeout. His first in the big leagues. I'll throw that ball to the side. Nice job by Tyler Stevenson, the catcher, and making sure that is preserved for his mental. Here's a 3-2 to Ben Rice. The pitch. Swing and a miss. At 99-1 up top. Two down. The 1-2 to Judge. Swing and a miss on a slider. That's a heck of a debut. Three strikeouts, all swinging for Chase Burns. There's a strike three call. No protest by Bellinger on a slider. That's four consecutive strikeouts. That's the first one looking out of the gate by Chase Burns. Burns into the line, 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He has struck out the first five that he's faced, four of them swinging, two down here in the second.
How about that to start this night? But Jazz on a 1-1 fastball near the knees. After that, line to single to right, Yankees first hit. Two out in the second inning. Burns, though, dominated Anthony Volpe. A three-pitch strikeout, a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. So, Rodon, not a lot of wiggle room early in this game. Had to go out there and just roll. He worked around a two-out base hit in the first by last night's hero, Ellie De La Cruz. And Rodon bookend strikeouts in that first inning. TJ Friedl and Spencer Steer both waved at nasty sliders. Rodon in the second, he issued a leadoff walk to Tyler Stevenson, but struck out Reese Hines, a wicked changeup. And he was holding back a smile, kind of wondering with his former catcher, Jose Trevino, walking up to the plate to Rodon's warm-up music and got the right result.
Here's ball hit to Volpe. Gathers, throws to second for one to Peraza. Good throw over to first. There's the double play. Beautifully turned. 6-4-3, inning over.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. So Rodon setting down his old catcher and matching zeros with Burns early. Scoreless into the third inning, and Burns already with six strikeouts. He got grounders from Wells and Peraza in that third, rallied from 3-0 against Grisham, froze him on a changeup, seven strikeout through three innings. And bottom three, Rodon, a scary moment, a leadoff single whizzing by him, Encarnacion Strand, a bullet, but he wiped away that leadoff single. 5-4-3 double play. He bore down against Santiago Espinal, got that ground ball. And that made sure a two-out single from Friedl, it didn't matter. Aaron Judge ranging into foul territory, had a Matt McClain fly ball near the line. Judge, a nice leaping catch against the wall to end that inning. So Rodon holding serve despite all the Chase Burns domination those first three innings. Got a scoreless game, and Rodon giving his offense a chance to figure it out. Top four, Ben Rice leading off against Burns for today's electrifying drive of the game.
Swing and a drive by Ben Rice. He hit it way out down the right field line. Yankees lead 1-0 on the first pitch of that frame.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer. Today, that was a shot. 427 feet, about three-quarters of the way up the right field bleachers in Cincinnati. That was obliterated. And Judge followed, fighting off a 3-2 fastball in, muscling a single to center. And even after Bellinger and Goldschmidt both flied out, Yankees, some two-out life. Jazz's second hit off Burns. Same fastball near the knees. Went down. Laser beam single to right. Two on, two out for Anthony Volpe.
Volpe struck out his first time. He swings and lines one into the gap right center field. Friedl tried to get it. He doesn't get it. Goes all the way to the wall. Judge scores. Jazz easing his way home. Volpe to third. Standing up with a triple. A two-run triple. And the Yankees have a 3-0 lead.
And a three-run fourth inning. Yankees flipping the script against the top prospect Burns. And Rodon took that 3-0 lead and ran with it. He did what he could. Bottom four, a one-out double by Spencer Steer. Nothing else for the Reds. Facing 7-8-9 in the fifth. Easy 1-2-3 for Rodon. Just 12 pitches, included a three-pitch domination of Encarnacion Strand, who had gotten him in his first at-bat. The Yankee offense, though, between the fifth And the sixth didn't score a run on Burns in his last inning of the night. A nice debut for Burns outside of the fourth inning. Peraza smoked a leadoff single in the fifth. Nothing else. The righty Ian Jabeau in the sixth inning set him down in order. Yankees a 3-0 edge. Bottom six, Rodon, again, taking it and running with it. Dominant fifth inning, bottom of the order. Well, sixth inning, top of the order. Rodon just railroading towards his final stop of the night. Ran over the top of the order, included his fifth strikeout, 96 right on by De La Cruz, and ended a brilliant night. Rodon at least six shutout for a fifth time this year. Only pitcher in all of baseball with more of those, Tarek Skubal. Shows you how good Carlos Rodon has been. The Yankees lead, it seemed firm at 3-0. Top seven, the lefty Brent Suter against the bottom of the order. Struck out the side, though. So the Yankee lead kind of frozen. 3-0. And Jonathan Loaisiga replacing Rodon. Seventh inning, Rodon six shutout on 88 pitches. We'll check with Susan on the clubhouse report about any explanation for that. Maybe the heat, maybe a Rodon out of gas. But 88 pitches, six shutout. And Loaisiga, he'd been filthy of late and retired steer on a full count fly ball to left to start that seventh. But another full count against Stevenson, Loaisiga walked him. A sinker missed just down and in. Hines followed, jumped the first pitch, and rocked one off a lunging Jazz at third. Base hit. Jose Trevino stepped up. All of a sudden, tying run. Infield single to short. Loaded the bases, a 3-0 lead, hanging in the balance with Loaisiga and a struggling Christian Encarnacion Strand, but 1-for-2 on the deck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey.
Runners take their leads. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit down in the left field corner. All kinds of trouble. Fair ball. Yep. Stevenson scores. Hines right behind him. Here comes Trevino. And Trevino slides in there safely. A bases clearing double ties the score at 3 apiece here in the seventh inning.
Encarnacion Strand entered tonight 2 for his last 28. Tonight, 2-for-3 with that bases clearing double in the seventh inning. 2-for-3 to that point, and Fernando Cruz had to come on, clean up the mess against his former team. He did against Espinal and Friedel, kept the game tied at 3. But the Yankees, after the silence against the Reds bullpen last night, same deal tonight. Eighth inning, moving along between the lefty Suter for Grisham and Rice, the righty Lyon Richardson jogging in to face Judge. A six-pitch inning total. Bottom of the eighth, the rain's starting to fall in Cincinnati. A spot shower, Luke Weaver, he had to fight, but he won 3-2 battles with McClain, with De La Cruz, K'd him on fastballs, and brushed off a two-out single by Steer. So a 3-3 game, ninth inning, and top of the ninth, Richardson, the righty, back out for the Reds. Leadoff single by Bellinger. Yankees couldn't cash in, though. It highlighted the Jazz strikeout, the Volpe strikeout. The Jazz extremely dissatisfied by his strikeout. A 2-0 pitch he thought was below the knees, barking home plate ump Mark Wegner. And that mattered a lot because once the inning ended, Jazz couldn't contain himself. He was wondering why Wegner was eyeing him as Jazz took his position at third defensively. Jazz kept chirping. He got tossed, had to be held back. Aaron Boone intercepted him. Even once Jazz was entering the dugout, Jason Dominguez had to restrain him. So Jazz, a bad spot there to get tossed from a game. Tie game, ninth inning. It held things up for a moment for the Yankee closer, Devin Williams, on in a tie game. But Williams, no problem. Peraza moving over to third for Jazz. DJ entering the game at second. Williams a 1-2-3. The final two outs, finding Peraza, as you'd have it. Trevino liner to third. And Encarnacion Strand a grounder to third. So extra innings, Yankees facing Tony Santian. Second straight night. Yankees ghost runner, Anthony Volpe, for that 10th inning. And Wells popped to second. Didn't move him. Dominguez pinch hitting for Peraza. Sinking a liner to center. Didn't move him. Grisham and Rice, they worked back-to-back walks, made things interesting for Aaron Judge.
Santillan in a world of trouble, and he knows it. 1-1 to Judge. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped it up. Playable infield. Here comes De La Cruz, third baseman. Yields to De La Cruz, and he makes the catch. Yankees turned away in the 10th.
Yankees 10 innings with the ghost runner to that stage. 1-1 run. So entering the bottom of the 10th, Yankees one hit since the fifth inning, Mark Leiter Jr.'s rubber arm coming in handy. A bottom of the 10th inning. 27 pitches last night. No big deal. Came back out. Will Benson pinch running as a ghost runner. Leiter facing 9-1 and 2. Got two pop-ups and a ground ball. Red's going to get the bunt down initially. Two pop-ups and a ground ball. 11th inning after Leiter bailed out the offense. Yankees looking to plate one against the rookie Phillips. And Judge making the final out of the 10th. Ghost runner. Bellinger, productive out, got Judge to third, slammed one to first, it was knocked down, Bellinger flipped out, but Judge over to third, that meant the go-ahead run off third, one out, Paul Goldschmidt at the plate, Yankees didn't need a hit, Phillips a wild pitch, it scored Judge, Yankees still with one hit since the fifth inning, but finally scoring a run in extra innings, a 4-3 Yankee lead, and Leiter back out there, the bulldog that he is, give him another inning. Why not? Bottom of the 11th inning, Ellie De La Cruz, he legged out an infield single to first. Change the complexion of the inning. Beat the Goldschmidt toss with that electrifying speed. The ghost runner McClain immediately to third. That set up Spencer Steer. Already two hits and a lineout on the night. 4-for-7 on the series to start it. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
First pitch, line drive over Volpe's head into left center field. Tie ball game. Coming home is McClain, and De La Cruz thought the game was over. He was wandering off a second, looking like he was looking to go celebrate with somebody. Then it all of a sudden he snapped to and realized he is the winning run.
And the Reds are fortunate that didn't cost them at all, but the Steer RBI single, our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune in to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So Steer already his fifth hit in two games of this series, a lot of them timely. Also a sack fly on this set, made it a 4-4 game. Reds an immediate real chance to win it. First and second, Leiter with Tyler Stevenson at the plate. He yanked a wild pitch, got past Wells, who is lunging to his right to get it. Runners to second and third, and Leiter did end up walking Stevenson. So the Yankees with the bases loaded, a game completely slipping away from them. They brought in the 5 infielder alignment. Bases loaded, the pinch hitter Gavin Lux into the game, chance to win it.
5 infielders, 4 on the right side. Here's a 2-1 to Lux. The pitch, swing on, line drive, center field, base hit. De La Cruz walks home. Cincinnati wins 5-4.
Yankees fall 5-4, the final score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.